topic. Yep. We're gonna go ahead and talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
NBA draft.
Yeah.
What are your predictions, thoughts, concerns?
Right now, my concerns would be that Cleveland Cavaliers get anybody of note. That's probably my main concern. I want to make sure that number 5 pick, I hope they trade that shit away and never get anybody. But right now, I mean, you know, I obviously we have the obvious picks, right? So New Orleans is going to grab the first pick.
Zion.
Memphis going to get number 2. You know, New York getting the number 3rd pick. And the Lakers giving up the number 4 pick to the New Orleans Pelicans. Man, you know, my predictions, God, it would have to be great things for New Orleans. I think they're just going to pop bottles of champagne all day in New Orleans front office. I think this pick, though, I think this number 2 pick for the Memphis Grizzlies between Ja Morant and RJ, but I think that's the most critical pick we're going to see in the draft because, you know, they need a passer. And, I mean, Ja Morant is the better passer out of anybody in the draft. So if they're talking about getting rid of a Rick Rubio and you know, getting a Ricky Rubio and getting rid of a Michael Conley, I think you need to get another asset in there who's better right now, younger, faster, smarter than a Ricky Rubio because you need to trade him off too. So you need to make a play on that. I don't think he's good for the organization. He's a weathered point guard. So I think you need a Ja Morant if you're not going to go with the RJ Barrett. You're going to need Ja Morant in that number 2 pick. I just think that they'll end up. And this is my prediction because, you know, New York is known to fuck up a pick, man.
Yes, they are.
So I think there's a good chance that New Orleans gets Ja Morant or RJ Barrett. It's so possible right now.
I agree. I think that the most interesting pick is the New York pick.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks with the 3rd pick, that's when the draft starts. I think Ja Morant is going number 2 to Memphis to take over the starting point guard position. And I think Memphis is going to live with that. They're not going to be – listen, Memphis is going to be good. Memphis is now going to be the bottom pick. A city that I really don't consider a basketball city. It's really not – they don't televise it. I really don't see a lot of Memphis games at all. So, I think Vegas deserves Memphis team, so they might as well just take Memphis off the map and send them to Vegas because, you know, they need it'll be a better location, and Memphis is not a destination for a lot of free agents. So it's just, you know, it's just taking up money. I mean, they're not making any over there. So, you know, with that being said, if the New York Knicks do not pick RJ Barrett, that me right there, the New York Knicks are hopeless.
Yeah.
Even if you get a Kevin Durant, even if you get anybody else, Kyrie, I don't care. You'd be hopeless to me.
Yeah.
Cause that right there, you need to pick RJ Barrett. He is the best guard out there in this draft. With the most potential. How about I wouldn't say the best with the best potential, RJ Barrett is that.
Yeah.
He told anybody else. He said, I'm only working out for the New York Knicks. I'm not working out for anybody else.
Yeah, and there's a lot of articles going around that said there's no movement on him leaving the Knicks draft pick. So.
Right, and it better not be. I don't know how the New York Knicks organization let that rumor even get out there to RJ Barrett. You know how disrespectful that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I told everybody, hey, I'm not working out with anybody else. I want to go to New York. And then the following day, they put out, hey, the Knicks might go with someone else other than RJ Barrett. It's like, what? I'd be like, what?
It's happened before. Yeah.
Like I said, that's when I believe that the draft starts is the New York Knicks pick at 3. The Knicks better get it right and go ahead and get RJ Barrett because that will make you stronger in the East.
Right.
Well, I say like this. Kevin Durant is not going to be healthy next season. So you're basically wasting the season. I think you're going to actually try your best to sign Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, because they got Kyrie Irving going to Brooklyn now. So
I don't understand that. Yeah. I think that is crazy. But whatever, Kyrie, you're in my mind, Kyrie now is like weird to me. he's very good, but he's weird in his decision making of where to go. It's like you need to go somewhere that you know you can win a championship. And Brooklyn is not that team. So
right,
you need to really make better decisions. I know you want to be the man, but it's a that's the price you I'll say it like this. He's not good enough to be the man. On his own.
I mean, if you're trying to make a run in the East, Brooklyn's not a bad place to start. You think about how good they were last year, really not having any major talent. What a Kyrie could potentially bring to that team, taking the ball out of, Brandon?
Dunn?
What's his name? The guy with the freeze in the veins. Ice in his veins. Ice in his veins, play for the Lakers. Shoots a lot. I forget his name. But you take the ball out of this guy's hand where he doesn't have to make decision-making. He only has to score. And you put Kyrie in there in better situations offensively. I don't think that Brooklyn looks that bad. They got a big man and Robin Lopez.
Yeah, so you're talking about D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell. Yeah. So, you know, because right now he's their point guard, right? Their main, you know, the main guy bringing the ball up the court. But he's really just a shooting guard. I mean, you know, he shoots the ball well. He's got great offense. Not great decision maker. You know, he's kind of hard-headed. You take a guy like that, you just give him the ball when he's supposed to have it. And I think putting a veteran Kyrie in there, nobody's worried about who's bringing the ball up and all that. This guy can go, you know, D'Angelo can go find his shot, get comfortable playing his offense, and save him on the defensive side. So I think Kyrie going there is a good look for them. I don't know about so much for Kyrie himself.
Hey, there is no Lopez, brother, in Brooklyn.
Oh, they got rid of Robin?
Yes, he was in Portland.
Oh, that's right.
The other one was in Milwaukee. So they don't have a Lopez brother in there. Yeah, they have a bunch of, in my mind, they have a bunch of scrubs. I have no clue. Kyrie would ever want to go to Brooklyn. Like, there's no one to build around, like, besides you. So, weird Kyrie. If that's the case, I'm going to blast him on Twitter, on Facebook. I don't care. I'm blasting you for making that decision. Like, there is no future in Brooklyn. So, you might want to just consider going to Atlanta. I don't care. Hell, go somewhere else where they got some potential.
Speaking of Atlanta, though, do you think that Cam Reddish ends up that far down on the draft to actually go to Atlanta number 8?
To be honest with you, I don't.
Yeah, I don't see him being picked that late.
His potential is off the charts as well, just like RJ Barrett. I mean, were they like 1, 2, and 3 in the All-American rankings where Zion, RJ, and then Cam Reddish? I mean, if that was the case, it's like Cam is not that bad. I mean, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
RJ and Zion were the two. Obviously, it's only one ball, so obviously Cam couldn't get as many shots off as he could. But when he was open and they threw him the ball, he knocked down those shots. So with that being said, he is a spot-up shooter, and Trae Young is a young Steph Curry. So with that being said, they can be dynamic in Atlanta. And the Atlanta Hawks have 6 picks in this NBA draft. They have 3 first round picks and 3 second round picks. This is the Atlanta Hawks draft show.
Yeah.
We'll see what they can do with it. I think that they can come away with at least 3 guys total. I don't care if you get a star like a Draymond Green in the second round, but as long as two out of the three first-round picks become somebody. I know Cam Reddish is already going to be somebody. You just hoping that the next player can be somebody. They have them first getting Jackson Hayes, center out of Texas, 6'11", 220. Basically a power forward center, athletic guy out of Texas. Yeah. I think he could potentially be something. But Cam Reddish, I would think that they would draft Cam Reddish with the first pick and just see who falls to him at 10. So, you know, we'll see how Atlanta plays that. But, no, I do not think that Cam Reddish should be drafted at number 10. He should be earlier than that. That is for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Cam Reddish falls to number 8. I think there's a good chance Cavs might be having second thoughts about Jared Culver, or Suns might pick him up. Somebody's desperate, right? And it's both of these teams, really all three, if you look at the 5 through 7 picks. You know, I think all of that's kind of like a toss-up, you know. I don't think any of those three picks are guaranteed. I think everybody's kind of thinking about that game time decision, man, because these teams are in bad shape. You know, they need a future. Mm. And, you know, this pick, you know, being able to be in the top 10, having that top 10 pick, your bosses are going to be pretty. I think somebody's going to sweat. Somebody's going to drop the ball. Somebody's going to pick up that ball and grab Cam Reddish earlier. I'm thinking 5 or 6.
I agree. Who would I want him to go? Would he want Cleveland to have him? Cleveland doesn't really have too much of a future. So,
well, if I'm Cam, I want to go to Chicago. I'd rather go one pick up and go to Chicago. But if one of those teams did pick me up, I'd have to go with Phoenix. Only reason I say that is because Phoenix has younger talent there. They got a big guy that they picked up last year.
Yep.
You know, you still got a scoring monster on your team. You know, your starting point guard. So I don't think Phoenix is in a bad shape. They're just getting whooped in their conference. They need to keep getting draft picks and keep, you know, they need to spend money in the right places. I don't see where they're spending all their money at, but they need to put some money in somebody's hand and get some contracts going.
I agree. They definitely do. We don't know what'll happen with them. I mean, Phoenix is a young up and coming team. They have Josh Jackson, who, you know, got into some legal troubles this offseason, but we'll see what his future lies with Phoenix.
They're talking about getting James Harden too, though. So
Phoenix?
Yep.
Why?
Yep, they're talking. I knew they had money, but I just didn't know if they were going to start using it. And so they're going to try and do the grandfather offer for James Harden.
What is the grandfather offer?
So right now they're kind of like the problem. So the problem is that Mike D'Antoni, humming in the right ears, trying to get the GM Daryl Morey to offer, because, you know, Chris Paul's thinking about leaving as well. So
Chris Paul needs to leave, though.
Yeah. So they're trying to get a contract for him. But the problem is Houston wants Klay Thompson, but they want to keep James Harden. I don't think that James Harden will leave Houston, but if they did, I don't think that Klay Thompson will leave Golden State. But if he did, Houston be on him like a sack of rocks. And
there's teams that have more money than Houston. And I'm sorry. I mean, I understand Houston is like right there on the brink of getting to the championship. But right. If I'm Klay, I've already won championships. You know what I'm saying? It's time for me to enjoy where I'm playing at. Not saying that he doesn't enjoy being in Oakland. But I'm just saying, like, I want to be somewhere where I'm. Basically, I can say if I'm not the main star, I'm very much so the co-star. And right now, he's the third wheel in that circle right now in Golden State. So with that being, and he deserves more money, in my opinion. So I want to see him get his shine. I know he could be a better player, but I know he could be very efficient on his own team. Now, where that is, I don't know. Man, where would you like to see Klay at? How about that? I like this. To be honest with you, I'd like to see him in L.A.
Yeah.
I know that's not a possibility. No,
that's funny. That was going to be my answer.
I want him to go to L.A. I'm not even a Laker fan. Right. Definitely. I mean, I'm not a LeBron James fan. I mean, obviously, I had to like watch him beat up on my Pistons plenty of times. But with that being said, I want to see, because, you know, Klay Thompson's father played for the Lakers. So
right.
I would like to see that connection being made. But other than that, I don't know where else I would like to see Klay Thompson at. I mean, I'm so used to seeing him in a Golden State uniform. It's hard for me to imagine him somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think Klay could ever see himself without Steph. I think they're, you know, the two peas in a pod. But if I wanted to see him anywhere, I'd like to see him in L.A. I think he'd have a problem with the chemistry, because I don't think him and LeBron like each other very much. There's no big secret there. But LeBron's going to need a shooter. And in order to make a run in the playoffs, you got to have three-point shooting. He can shoot the ball. Anthony Davis can now shoot the ball, and that'll have Klay Thompson, who's a lights out sniper savant from long range. I think that he'll fit perfectly into that system, but the chemistry might be a problem. Now, does he get on that team and listen to the veteran LeBron James, and he falls in line? He's doing great, having a he could have a superstar year. I mean, but the problem with that is that Golden State has the money to offer Klay Thompson right now a 5-year max deal, and they're going to offer him that deal this coming week. Okay. So, you know, we'll see if he takes that or not. The grandfather deal that I was talking to you earlier about is just, it's based more so to do with age than the money. But so you have Chris Paul, who's already 34 years old.
Okay.
And he's got a ridiculous $124 million over 3-year deal right now. Yes. Whereas James Harden will play the 2018-19 season, and he's 30 years old. And although he has a $170 million deal over the next 4 years, even if you were to pay James Harden more over the lifetime of that deal, you're not only getting a younger superstar, but you're getting a superstar for longer. You see what I'm saying? So so you pay that money, but you get James Harden for longer if you're Phoenix than you would for Chris Paul. Same with Houston. You know, who would you rather pay? I'd rather pay Harden 4 years, $169 million, than offer Chris Paul 3 years, $125 million. So that's where the money frees up, and they're able to go ask for a Clay with a max deal, $124+ million for him. So, but Phoenix will offer him right now. Phoenix has the money to offer him the grandfather deal, pick up his contract at $170 million. Over 4 years. That's a good look.
If I was Houston, I would do that trade in a heartbeat then.
Oh man, James Harden and Devin Booker?
Yeah. Well, no. They're not trying to give up Devin Booker for Chris Paul. That's not a good trade. How about that? I'm not about to go get old as hell when I got Devin Booker, who's a youngster. I mean, you think I'm about to. And that's a losing trade for Phoenix.
Oh, absolutely. Like, regardless. Yeah, absolutely.
So if Houston is able to hijack Devin Booker from Phoenix Suns,
worst case scenario for Phoenix.
Very worst, but I think the Houston Rockets have just now entered into the Western Conference Finals again, potentially getting to the finals next year.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at what they were missing. They were missing a point guard that can stay on the floor for 40 minutes and actually deliver buckets all day.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, Chris Paul reminds you of Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
A lot like him. Maybe, I mean, better leader than Kyle Lowry, but as far as point production and all that, Chris Paul has his moments, but they're not consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he might bust out with 25 one game and then 13 the next. You'd be like, damn, is this, you know, what am I getting here? It's a game-by-game thing with Chris Paul. I don't know what, I just think it's, I think it's father time for Chris Paul and his company. I'm Houston. He wants out of Houston. Perfect. This is you have to strike while the iron is hot and make sure that you get something for him. If it's not a player, make sure it's draft picks for future reference. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to need to get younger in order to make this real push.
Yeah. I think the Houston Rockets have already solidified themselves in the Western Conference as the top three team, regardless of who else is playing in the conference. But they need more durability. And the worst thing that ever happened to them was getting rid of Trevor Ariza. They need to replace that defense. They look weak defensively. Yes, they do. And they're very vulnerable defensively. You got guys giving up on plays. James Harden plays about 26 feet of defense per night.
So, yeah, buddy.
Yep, you are in trouble defensively. And right now in the draft, and while the free agency is going, they need to get a two-way defensive player in there really quick. A Jimmy Butler-esque guy. You ain't going to get him, but a Jimmy Butler-esque guy.
What about, this is a name that a lot of people are talking about, but what about DeMarcus Cousins? He's a sleeper of a pick. And I think that if I'm Houston, I'm offering him, I can't say whatever he wants, but I know I'm offering more than what Golden State offers him. How about that?
to go to Houston?
Yes. They need him. They need him more than Golden State needs him just as much. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm DeMarcus Cousins, I'm like, damn, if
I don't
Kevin
think
Durant
can
leaves
keep up, though. Yeah.
What?
Well, you gotta think about it, right? Golden State runs more of a half court offense. Sacramento ran more of they tailored their offense around him. Golden State's pace is ridiculous, Houston's pace is ridiculously fast. Most of the time, the guys don't even make it over half court before the ball's up in the air. I don't know if DeMarcus Cousins, especially with the injuries, and we're unsure of his true physical condition in an 82-game series. I mean, did he even take 30 games last year?
I understand that. Very true. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying he's just now getting back to being healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that with a good rehab in this offseason, new contract, I don't know where he's going. I'm hoping that he does get to a contender. I want to see him do good. Right. I think that,
like I say, Houston, you said they need a two-way defensive player. DeMarcus Cousins is that. They don't – this free agency doesn't have – a plethora of big guys who are good in it at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so DeMarcus Cousins is the best big man in this free agency. Healthy or not healthy, who gives a damn? He's all you got. So in my mind, if anybody needs a big man, they need to put all their chips into DeMarcus Cousins. Now, I mean, it's a high risk, high reward, you know, because if he can come back to being the old DeMarcus Cousins, he's not old. You know, he's not in his 30s yet, so he's still young, still in his 20s. Let's still get him while he's still good, and let's see what we can do. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Let's keep him healthy, keep him out of trouble, and, you know, everything else will work itself out. You know what I'm saying? So I think Houston needs to go ahead and push for him.
Do I put my chips in the bucket with DeMarcus Cousins in the free agency when I have other big men in the free agency that I can pick from? I can get a DeAndre Jordan, great defensively. I can get a Brook Lopez.
You said two-way.
I mean, two-way. DeAndre Jordan has offensive game, though. Does he fit in the Houston system? I think so. Because look at the center they had last year.
Houston, I forgot.
Athletic, run the ball up and down. I mean, all you need them to do is get rebounds and you know, block shots, alley-oop dunks. You know what I mean? DeAndre Jordan, perfect for that. If you're looking for more offensive mindset, Al Horford's on the block for free agency.
Al Horford is soft.
Now, that's a two-way guy, though. Al Horford's a two-way beast.
I mean, He gives you effort. He gives you effort.
He's an elite center. When you look at his numbers, he's an elite center.
I mean, you know what that tells me? That centers wasn't that good last year.
Oh my God.
Al Horford from Grand Ledge out here outdoing everybody else. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not that he's outdoing everybody, but
DeMarcus Cousins was hurt. So I mean, come on now. We know who better. Al Horford's gonna get paid though. That's unfortunate, huh? That's unfortunate. He's going to go somewhere. Somebody wants him. He's going to go somewhere. Maybe New York. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Yeah.
Go whoever got the most money for you, Al. Who else? You was about to say one of the Lopez brothers. I don't think none of the Lopez brothers are going to leave their organizations right now. Portland is doing pretty good. I don't know how, but Portland is a good team, and obviously, Milwaukee has Giannis. So
yeah, but it's not just about them leaving either. Though, I mean, you know, it's about what the team wants, and I mean, if the guy's happy or not. You know,
they better be happy. How about that?
I mean, you still lost. I mean, both brothers lost in the playoffs. Somebody.
I mean, there's room for improvement. They both went to the conference.
There's room for improvement. And you got swept. What the fuck, you know?
You're right. There is room for improvement. But, hell, I didn't think that Portland deserved to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, not
I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked that that Houston couldn't beat them, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I think they should just do the go away from the bracket the way that they do the playoffs and go into the best 16 teams, period, both conferences, because a lot of teams that make it won't make it. And, you know, you really filter out those teams and you get the best of the best. So I think that's the best thing the NBA is going to do going forward.
I agree. I definitely agree with that one. I think it will eventually come to that. I mean, because if you look at the Eastern Conference, once again, whoever's in that 7th and 8th spot is straight trash.
Yeah.
It has gotten better as far as now they have, Eastern Conference has at least 5 teams that are worth something. Well, that are worth a damn, you know what I'm saying? That can do something, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Other than that, yeah, 6, 7, and 8 are straight trash. Not even trying to think that they're going to even do anything. The Detroit Pistons made it last year at the 8th spot, and they got swept by Milwaukee, which was trash. Because I'm like, Detroit, so sorry. I mean, they're not sorry, but all they have is Blake Griffin. So it's like this. It's like, and he was hurt for that entire series. So I'm like, no. Like, I would much rather see Detroit Pistons in the lottery than in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they needed a chance to go get a top 5 pick. And that would have made you even better. But yet, you wanted to go ahead and try to make a playoff push because you wanted to justify the Blake Griffin trade. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't like when teams... I mean, you could want to win, but you have to, in your reality, in a realistic mind, say to yourself, do I have a shot in the Eastern Conference if I make the playoffs? Like, do I legitimately have a shot? If not, you need to tank. Do like Philly. Philly was the first team to ever do some stuff like that. And you look what they're doing now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, tanking, not saying that I like tanking, but when you're sorry, when you don't have a shot.
Yeah.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do to go ahead and have yourself a shot. You know what I'm saying? Go to the draft. No one wants to come to Detroit as a free agent.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you have to build it through the draft. I mean,
yeah, I like Blake Griffin. Definitely not what Detroit Pistons needed. Still not.
No.
It's just, I don't know. That was just a
bad. But he's an improvement. He's an improvement. I mean, I like his toughness.
The Pistons have never done good in free agency since I've been alive. Not. So I don't. Free agency?
No, they have not. Not for a while. They've traded for, you know, Rasheed Wallace and, you know, Ben Wallace, Riff, and all them other guys.
Yeah, that was a rare. Yeah. That was a rare occasion. Rare time.
Very rare. Very rare.
Yeah, those guys weren't even the same guys after they left that team. So
sure, why not?
That was just a lucky situation to find parties that were like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at Detroit in the last 8, 9, 10 years that they've had a chance to go get a free agent or have made the trades with deadlines and draft picks and stuff like that, man, it's all bad business. And I don't believe in that front office at all. And really, a lot of the teams in Detroit just seem to not have the right personnel in the front office, and they're making bad decisions. And the Blake Griffin deal shows you how bad it was. You lost key players. You picked up a guy who was an all-star talent, but is not a necessary piece when you're trying to make a run for the playoffs.
I agree. I mean, he got him to the playoffs. So, I mean, I give him that
credit. That's the difference between making a run to the playoffs and making a run in the playoffs.
I mean, I agree with that one. But they have, I mean, when the last time you seen New Detroit in the playoffs? So, was it, they really, in my mind, the organization is so sorry that they were happy just to make it. They knew they didn't have a shot in hell at fucking beating anybody in there.
Yeah.
They're just happy to get there. And it's like, that's not good enough. Like, because then this year, right now in the draft, they have them predicting to get Romeo Langford, two guard out of Indiana.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a very good pick for them. I think that is a hell of a pick to me. I don't know where I think they're at like 16. 16, I think, yeah, because they got swept by Milwaukee, so I'm pretty sure that they're down there. Let me make sure. Yes, it is number 15. So they're number 15 pick, and they have them going to get Romeo Langford. So I think that would be a hell of a pick because they need a two guard. They need somebody who's going to be a go-getter. Basically, somebody who can attack the rim and have a great mid-range game, and Romeo Langford has that. So somebody, they just need somebody who can play ball off the ball. You know what I'm saying? They need a real two guard to shoot the ball. How about that? You know?
Yeah.
The Pistons need a shooter and they need a point guard besides Ish Smith, which I think is, I think Ish Smith is better than Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
To me. So the Pistons have potential, but you know, they just need a few more players to help them push it, because I don't think they're going to win a championship. Don't get me twisted. They don't have a roster. Even with Blake Griffin, you still don't have the roster. I don't like Andre Drummond anymore. I just don't like his effort sometimes. I just don't think he plays as good as he can be. So if I'm Detroit, I'm looking to trade Andre next season for sure. And while he's still young and still has potential in most eyes, go and try to get you a couple first-round picks for him. I mean, damn, he's still a double-double monster. So why not go ahead and get a couple first-round picks out of him? Like, come on now. You got to be smart about this. This is business.
I haven't done my due diligence on the Pistons' money yet, but what if they were to go and get Kevin Durant?
They are definitely not in that category to pick up the phone and dial whatever number Kevin Durant begins with. They don't have the money to even pick up the phone to even hear a dial tone.
But hear me on this though, because there's a good chance that Golden State can't re-sign Kevin Durant, because if he signs with Golden State, they'll be obligated to pay him $221 million over 5 years. Anywhere else he signs in the league, they're only obligated to sign him for 4 years, $164 million.
I understand that.
So it's cheaper for him to go elsewhere, because you have to play Klay Thompson his max contract that he's in negotiations for, and then you also have to try and re-sign. You got like six people on that Golden State roster that's going to be free agents this year. You got to re-sign somebody.
I agree. Draymond wants a contract too. No, he deserves it.
That's what I'm saying. So.
He ain't gonna get the max nowhere, but I'm just saying. But he could be, he could give him $70 million. You know what I'm saying? He'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
hell, everything is guaranteed. So shit, go ahead and get that money, man.
I'll give him $70 million over 5 years. I give that to Draymond. No problem.
That's fine. As long as you give me my $70 million, I'm gonna be straight. Go get you $70 million, brother, and go ahead and live your life. You're right. Klay Thompson wants a max deal. So what you're saying is, KD is expendable, basically.
Yeah, I think he's expendable right now. Headline says that Warriors offseason breakdown, how Kevin Durant leaving could save $1 billion, and why DeMarcus Cousins could be back. I think that Kevin Durant they're going to be looking at him as more of a financial and a physical liability than they would a asset. So that, it will be interesting to see it play out in the next few weeks.
I agree. Like you said, you are concerned with Kevin Durant's injury. You don't know if he can recover fully. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Even if he does, you still are concerned that it might happen again.
Yep.
And I completely understand that. I completely understand that. Because you never know. He could be hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a fluke. And he could just be hot one game and all of a sudden come down wrong and boom, it's over again. Like,
oh yeah,
especially when talking about
the Achilles. There's just so much that can happen. Guy can roll on it. You can go down wrong. Somebody can step on it wrong on the rebound. I mean, you could train wrong. Like, anything can set that Achilles off. Such a tender piece of the body.
Cartilage.
Yeah, that is just cartilage, and it's just shaky, man. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee with that. He's going to have a bone spurt in it, or it's just going to completely give out. Like, there's no coming back from that for a guy his size.
Man, we'll definitely go ahead and see what happens with that. I hope that Kevin Durant goes to the New York Knicks, and you know, can actually, you know, rebuild or rejuvenate that franchise. They've been dead in the water for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
they need somebody like that, and I think they're gonna spend whatever they can. They're gonna give them the max that they can give them. And then just go for Kemba Walker after that. You know, if Kyrie, like you said, Kyrie wants to go to Brooklyn, cool, go to Brooklyn. we'll go get Kemba Walker. Do you like? I like Kemba Walker in New York a lot better than I do in Charlotte.
I think Kemba's been waiting to play on a stage like New York. Who doesn't want to play Madison Square Garden?
I mean, listen, he balled out in college at UConn. Yep. At Madison Square Garden. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? So I know he knows how to play in there. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be a nice little something for them. I think that money-wise, I would definitely go for Kemba. Not saying that I would pick Kemba over Kyrie, but if Kyrie is being weird and said he wants to go to Brooklyn, I'm scratching you off that list if that's your mindset, because you ain't about to gank me out my money. I know how to spend it. I know how to spend it wisely. If whoever is in the New York Knicks office doesn't, I don't want Kyrie now. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna think about it like that, you know what I'm saying? Give me Kemba. I'll go get KD and his unhealthy ass and try to put some duct tape on that Achilles and keep it pushing and try to go get me one more other guy who can come in and help.
Yep.
I mean, I think the New York Knicks are in a great position. I don't know how far they're going to get. If KD can come back, not next year, but the year after that, I think the New York, you got RJ Barrett. Even with, I can't say that. Without KD, the Knicks are not going to make the playoffs, which is fine, to be honest with you. If KD, how about this? If KD is not healthy, right, and in my mind, I would still sign him to the max deal that I could for New York, but set him out all year and just get RJ Barrett and Kemba Walker or Kyrie, whoever else you would want to get in there, and just have them build their little team chemistry and be sorry as hell. Mess around, get you another top 10 pick and have that pick accompanied with Kevin Durant fully healthy the next season. I mean, come on now.
That's not a bad idea. I can go with that.
I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, you it's not like you were rushing to get somewhere. You were sorry already, so.
Right.
Just as long as you get one superstar, one healthy superstar in there, the New York Knicks fans will be just fine with it.
Yep. And on that note, what is your final predictions for the draft tomorrow?
Oh, man, that the Atlanta Hawks will be the surprise of this draft. And with that being said, I think next year they will make a playoff push. Not saying that they'll make the playoffs, but I think they'll be very damn close, if not make it for real next year. Look for the Atlanta Hawks to really do great in this draft and actually go to do great things the following season with an improved Trae Young, a year older. I think that's exactly what Atlanta needed was this draft. They have now become the new Philadelphia 76ers in my mind as far as this building through the draft. This is the process right here. We're about to see it.
You heard it first, man. I personally believe, I do agree with you that the Atlanta Hawks are going to be a surprise. And barring the results of the draft tomorrow night, which we will definitely grasp and talk about afterwards. But I think personally, I have New York and Atlanta meeting each other in the playoffs next year. That's an early prediction for me. I think that they, barring that they make some good trades, I think I see New York making a good run in the playoffs finally. I think the fans deserve it. You know, they got some of the most diehard fans in sports. Knicks fans. And I think that this might be the year that they shock the world, pick up some major talent, and make a push. And I think Atlanta meets them in there with four or five draft picks. And then the talent they already have around them, as well as some trades they'll be doing midseason. So, yep.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
Yep.
Oh, with that
take
being
us out,
said,
take us out.
Yeah, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for tuning in. I know it was a journey, but we got through it to the end.
Yep.
Be sure to check out this podcast. It'll be out later tonight. NBA draft, it'll be the next night, but we're definitely going to be promoting this on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
Yep.
Go follow my man Young Wenzel. Yep. Go follow me, West Coast Rail, Rough
Across
Comedy.
The board.
Yep. Go ahead and go on our Instagram, The Man Cave Podcast.
Absolutely.
On Instagram right now, follow us right now. We're going to keep posting updates. We're going to give you funny memes. It doesn't matter. We're going to also be asking for a subject opinion.
Yep.
from the fans. We want to know, what do you want to hear? How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know we talk about basketball and sports a lot, but hell, we want to talk about some other things. Yeah, we can talk about relationship advice. It doesn't matter. We can go on and on about whatever. So make sure to stay tuned for that post to be posted everywhere on social media.
That's a fact.
And with that being said, you know, stay blessed and have a good night. Thank you for listening. Wayne Last Talks.
Goddamn, goddamn, man. Y'all heard it from the band, the myth and the legend, West Coast Rail, your host, Big Wenzel, the voice. Like you said, man, follow us, Big Wenzel, across the board, man. We will be doing any and everything that you guys want this year, man. Please get us that subject matter. Like my man, West Coast Rail, said, please. We are definitely looking for all of the comments, the suggestions, the input that you guys have, man. And, you know, just have a blessed week. We'll get back to you guys, man. K.
Yes.
Out.
Out.